Loading. There we go. David?
Oh, yeah.
We're back.
We're back.
It's been a while. 2 months, actually. But we're back. Let's go. With
Dean What's Jones.
Dean Jones.
Dean Jones. Woohoo! Okay.
Yes.
Pull up my notes. My phone just shut off. How tall are you?
Just like 6'0".
6'0".
Exactly.
Six foot point zero. Okay.
How many meters?
That's a great question.
You know what? David, we live in America. We don't use the... Is it the metric system?
Yes, Jack. It's the metric system.
I no wonder it's
I'm
called
pretty
meters.
Sure 1 meter is 3.2 yards.
Yeah, it's... no,
or,
that's
sorry, 3.2
that's
feet.
Feet. 3.2
feet.
Feet.
So I'd be like 2.7, 2.8 meters. Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
Not bad. Pretty tall.
Wait, okay. No.
Wait, no, that would be ridiculously tall.
2.7 meters.
No. Like 1.8 meters.
Yeah, that's more like it. Okay. So now...
how old are you?
I'm 16 question. Years old. 16. Oh. I'm still a minor.
So. Still 16?
You're still 16?
Still 16.
What? He looks 17.
I mean,
17.
Jack and I are still minors, but we're 17, so... Yeah.
Okay, so Dean... now that you've, like, kind of introduced yourself, we just want to get to know, like, about your personality.
And this is also going to be a historical podcast when he wins Olympic gold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
We are for sure. That's for sure going to happen.
But for now, you know, you're on a diet.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yes, on a diet.
So.
What is your diet?
With your diet.
What is your secret?
Hold up. What are your three favorite? Salad?
That's what you eat on your diet? That's it?
No. I eat a lot of salad, though.
Get out. No. I am, like, anti-salad. Like, literally.
I haven't had a salad if you put stuff on it. But people are like, oh, I have a salad, and I just have, like, a bunch of... It's just a bowl of green. I'm like, no, you need meat. And meat. And also more meat.
Yeah. The meat?
A lot of chicken.
A lot of chicken, yeah.
I eat a lot of meat and potatoes. It's, like, my diet. So, yeah, what are your three favorite restaurants?
Three favorite restaurants.
We know Mel's is one of them.
Maybe. For sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
If y'all haven't seen, go to my YouTube.
The Mel's challenge.
The Mel's Mega Mel challenge. What was strange about that is you could buy two regular burgers and get more meat and more stuff.
Really?
For less price. Yes, yeah. So the price was lower if you just bought two regular burgers.
But it wasn't a challenge.
And you wouldn't get your meat.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why.
But if you want good value.
So yeah, top three restaurants, what are they?
All right. In no particular order. I'd say one of the top ones has to be Monarca. It's what? A little... It's not a chain. It's a local restaurant.
Okay.
Mexican restaurant.
Oh, nice.
Very specific.
Best chips and salsa you'll ever have. Best chimichangas.
All right.
Can't beat them.
Okay. Where is it? It's like...
It's off of 1488.
Okay, I'll try to find it.
In Magnolia, Texas.
I'll try to find it.
Yes.
Yes. I highly recommend going there and getting chimichanga and cheese dip.
Say it again.
Chimichanga.
Thank you. Chimichanga.
All right. What's next to?
Papados. Papados is up there.
All right.
That's fair.
There's one by my house.
I love some good seafood.
Yeah.
Fish.
Oh, yeah.
Swim fast like a fish.
Third favorite restaurant. Oh, man. That is a wonderful...
Just for reference, I just want to say we are sitting at Canes while Jack is wearing a Whataburger shirt with a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
And the Whataburger slides. I'm wearing Whataburger like shirt, shoes, and carrying
Canes,
Chick-fil-A in my hand.
Eating Chick-fil-A. I just wanted to make that clear.
Look, wait. That is a biscuit. That's a chicken biscuit right there. Who loves Chick-fil-A? Raise your hand.
Oh, absolutely. Chick-fil-A.
David?
Their
it's a little,
David?
A little it's overpriced.
Okay.
It's,
David. Yeah. David.
It's okay.
You are no longer a host of this show.
Jack, I started this show. You can't kick me off my own show.
kind of. Okay.
You may do everything for it, but I did come up with the idea, so.
Yeah, that's fair. So, hence the name of our podcast, HCYA Warriors Podcast. We are on the HCYA Warriors. Is that true, fellas?
No, we just stole the name.
Yeah, we stole it. So
we're actually on CHSM. We're just totally.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of them, we actually have a meet against them.
We do have a meet against them on Saturday.
Both of you aren't going.
Neither me nor Dean will be there. Man. We are both
slackers.
We're too good. We're being recruited by
true.
One of us is going to some really really fast college, and the other one is Dean. yes. Yeah, so one of us is going up to Arkansas, and the other one's going to North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah. North nice. Carolina. Not South. Not to be confused with South Carolina.
Yeah. Not to be confused.
Or West.
There is no West Carolina.
There's a West Virginia, but no West Carolina.
Yes. There's, what is it? There's four states with North. There are four states with North and South in the name, right? North Dakota, South Dakota, North Carolina, South Carolina.
I believe so.
I believe that's it.
Yeah. Okay, that would be weird if you live in, like, North Carolina, and you live at the South part of the state, and you're like, yeah, I live in South North Carolina.
Southern North Carolina.
South.
It'd be Southern North Carolina.
Southern North.
You could actually technically go to West Carolina. It's not a state, but...
You could be in West... Yeah. Yeah. I saw a thing. It is a... What was it?
There's a
it
school
is
a East
federal
Carolina.
Crime to leave the Carolinas with peanuts still in the shells.
Hmm?
What?
You can look it up. I saw that. I saw it the other day. It is a federal crime to leave the Carolinas with peanuts still in the shells. Oh, it is wow. also a federal crime to leave...
Who has a phone on him?
Like
mine can't be used.
I do.
Screen time.
I know that also in the same article, it is a federal crime
Curious.
To leave New York with a used burlap bag.
A what?
Used burlap bag is
burlap
a
burlap bag.
Federal crime.
What the heck?
Let's see.
Like why? How is it?
Jack, have you seen the U.S. government? Do you think Congress is good at solving problems?
Not really.
There's your answer.
Okay. Pretty soon they're going to ban my Chick-fil-A.
They tried in California.
No, not the chicken biscuit.
When I eat Chick-fil-A, I feel more sane. And they're trying to dumb Californians down by taking away
Chick-fil-A. Oh, they also, in California, I did see...
That's what's happening.
There was this whole article on like weird laws. Bees, you know, bumblebees are
yeah,
legally...
Yeah, I know a bumblebee.
They are legally fish in California.
What the? California, you've got great weather, great beaches, but like your politicians and most of your residents are just morons. Like, there's no other way to put it.
The Babylon Bee is in Carolina. I mean, oh, sorry, the Babylon Fish is in Carolina.
Yes.
It is a federal crime to leave the Carolinas with raw peanuts in shells.
What? Like, you can get pulled over.
From Reddit.
Like, what's the punishment?
Here's a big thing. It is illegal to leave North Carolina with soil, compost, peat, hummus, muck, or other decomposed manure separately.
Hummus? Are you kidding me?
Or with other things, sand and gravel. It is illegal to leave... This is North Carolina. Okay. Plants with roots.
I think I'm going to bring some soil back with me. I'm trying to get through security.
Leaf tobacco. Except flute cured
people
leaf.
Listening, I think you get the idea. That's a long
list. Except for shucked ear corn. Breaking the law gets you fined under Title 18, imprisoned not more than 10 years or both.
What?
The fine is
why?
The fine is up to $5,000.
Okay, I'm bringing less. No soil.
Dude, like, honestly, if you get away with it, it's such a big accomplishment. Like, hey, I smuggled dirt. From North Carolina to South Carolina.
Well, that's North Carolina. Let me see about North and South Carolina. But it, let's see.
Okay, what's the, like, your least favorite state out of all the 50? And then your favorite.
Dean?
What's your favorite state?
Favorite state?
Yeah. There is a correct
totally.
Answer. And there is a wrong answer to this question.
I'm going to say the wrong answer.
And there
answer.
Are 49 wrong answers.
Probably California.
As your favorite?
You are wrong. Get out of this car right now.
That's your favorite?
Probably.
How?
Leave. We're done here. We're turning this off.
Dean's a lost cause.
I do love South Carolina as well. I'm kind of torn between
I think you're going to North
East
Carolina.
And West. Well, North and South.
Okay, Carolina.
Same thing. Yeah, the Carolinas. There we go.
So California and Carolina. Okay.
I like Texas too, don't get me wrong.
But like, it's not one of your favorites.
You are absolutely wrong.
The only problem with Texas is the heat.
Okay, that
go
is fair.
Go to North
that's
Texas.
Fair.
Go to, like, the panhandle.
Exactly. That's why I said Texas. because that's in Texas.
Jack, the panhandle is not as... Well, it's just as hot, but it's, it also has seasons. It also has seasons, so it does get cold in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Least favorite state? Oh.
It's going to be a hard one.
I'm almost thinking New York.
Okay.
They got some weird stuff. Yeah. They got some weird stuff going on up there.
Yeah.
Do you... We just told you that your They've favorite state reclassified bees as fish.
Yes.
And you say New York is weird.
Well, I would say, like, New York, you know, they've got the, they've got the weird people and the bad weather, so.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Say, so I would rather live in California than New York. Those are my only two options.
Yeah.
But I would rather live a lot of other places.
Where the houses are more expensive.
That is the problem with California. You know, if you want a 1,000 square foot house... So basically an apartment, you know, you're looking at like $1 million a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. So.
Well, you never said your other third restaurant.
No, he did.
Oh, no,
did.
I didn't. I never said my third restaurant.
Wait, you didn't?
Nope. Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Oh, here's the thing about Texas Roadhouse. What state was it started in?
Texas.
It was not started in Texas.
It was not started in Texas.
Who would have thought?
I
want
to say Alabama, maybe?
No.
I don't know.
Louisiana. Go further north. Further north.
Further north?
New York.
East. Go east. Or... Go west, sorry, go west.
Kansas.
No.
Ohio.
Missouri.
More northern than Kansas. Ohio was close.
Michigan.
No.
Wisconsin.
No.
Indiana.
Yes. Illinois. Oh.
It was started in Indiana.
You kidding me?
Texas Roadhouse is an Indiana company.
How? Like, not okay. How, but like why?
Well, they wanted Texas food. I also...
Texas doesn't really have their own kind of food.
Mexican.
Ow, don't hit me.
Jack, it's barbecue.
No, we didn't make that.
Yes, but we do it the best.
Okay, fair, but like we didn't invent barbecue.
Tex-Mex is something we did actually invent. We took Mexican food and we just said, let's just make it 100 times better.
Let's just make it American.
No, let's make it Texan.
But like,
I've gone to, so my family lives in Indiana. I've been to Indiana. I've gone to a Mexican restaurant in Indiana.
Not good.
It's nothing compared.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like... I will eat it. Like, it wasn't like I'm going to spit it out. But I will eat it, but it was terrible Mexican food. But that's not their fault. They don't live, you know, 100 miles from the border. Then we also, I went to this pizza place in Indiana. It used to be really good, called Pizza King. Used to be really good. Lately, they've been really bad. Like, really bad. And they have a sandwich there called the Texas Barbecue. And I thought, you know what? I'm from Texas. I want to try this out. I want some of my own food up here. I tried it out. I was thinking chopped brisket, you know, they're gonna put some brisket on there, barbecue sauce, some stuff. I got it. It was pizza sausage with cheddar cheese, and that was it.
Okay.
I was like, this is terrible. As a Texan, I'm offended that you would say Texas barbecue and this is what you serve. Like, this is actually, I know people get offended easily nowadays. Like, this is actually offensive to me.
It's offensive how you cook food.
Oh, you don't have, you can just put barbecue sandwich and I wouldn't care, but you say you put Texas on there, and now I have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. I almost walked to the lady and said that, but I didn't.
Good boy. Being very polite.
Yes.
So, the new season started last week, right?
Yes, officially we had our kickoff meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And guess what? That's right, you can't answer because we're talking.
That was cringy. I apologize for everything, Jack. Just so.
Yeah, so our meeting was last week, right, boys?
Yep.
Season started
last week.
Yeah. And all three of us are captains.
Oh, yeah, it was hot.
Yeah. All three of us are captains.
We're all three captains.
Your face was, like, ridiculous.
Your face is also very, like, are you sweating right now?
It is hot.
I'm sweating, too, but, like,
I say we jump ahead, all right? We're gonna get him something to drink.
Okay. It's very hot.
Dean, have you listened to the podcast? I
told him about it
of the beer.
Apparently, I'm getting something worse.
No, Jack, you are getting something a whole lot better.
What do you mean a whole lot better? What do you mean by that?
We'll see. Okay, Dean, I have two brands here. I have Spreacher, and I have Bedford's.
Bedford sounds American.
We're going to Spreacher.
You going to Spreacher? All right, I'll take Bedford's.
Sounds stronger.
Let's see. What's that one was from Indy. That one's from Indiana. I got it. This one, I think I don't remember. This one's from Texas somewhere. I don't remember where I got it. That one's from Menards. I get the Spreacher from Menards.
So you can get it in Texas.
You can get ginger beer in Texas. I just don't know where to find it. I find it all at Menards in Indiana. Where am I go? Jack.
What?
You are getting my morning special.
No, I'm not drinking coffee.
Yes.
No.
Yes, I got you.
It's Black Rifle Company.
I got you like, Black Rifle Espresso Mocha Coffee.
Is it?
It is so good. I drink
is it
one.
Black coffee or just coffee?
No, it's espresso mocha. It's
a, I don't there's know what mocha. That means.
It there's, means there's chocolate in it.
Oh, okay.
I prefer it. If
cheers.
It was, I preferred it if it was just black. But I haven't been able to find it just black. I found it with creamer. I found mocha.
So. Oh, that smells yeah. weird.
It's really good,
oh my
Jack.
Gosh.
Trust me. I drink one of those every morning before practice. It has protein in it. It's good
let's
for
see.
You.
What does it have? I'm going to read the label. Okay. 23. Mm. That's a lot of fat. That's
Jack,
a lot of sugar.
Just read woo. This. Made in the USA, baby. just read it right there.
You know
there.
What else you was? Nukes.
Oh, okay. This smells delicious.
Dig in, boys.
Disclaimer, this is not actual beer.
Yeah.
It's yes. ginger beer.
Oh, hey, I'm actually beating the Best Buy date on this thing. I don't know what the Best Buy date on there is, but it should have kept forever.
Let's okay. check.
Three.
Where is the Best Buy date?
Two.
I don't know. I found it on here, but we beat
one.
It.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, guys.
There
cheers.
We go.
All right.
I hate coffee.
Shoot, I spilled it.
Delicious.
Actually, coffee isn't that bad. I just don't like the aftertaste. My mouth? I need to
we
brush my teeth.
We found someone who likes ginger beer.
Hey, I didn't say I like it.
yeah, no one likes
sparkling
this.
Water.
Nobody likes this.
I love this stuff. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
It's actually not that bad.
We will... I'm offended. If you've listened to our recent episodes, you'll know just how much I despise this drink. I typed my password in wrong.
And, Jack, the only reason I brought you coffee instead of this was because I didn't have them cold, and I couldn't fit three in the cooler.
Is there ice in here?
And I had my coffee.
Okay, sorry it just randomly cut out. Somebody called me, and apparently if someone calls me, that immediately shuts the podcast off, so I apologize. I will have a talk with that person. You know what? Maybe not.
My apologies.
But, so, where were we?
I don't know.
We were
nice.
Talking about our beer.
Ginger beer. It's non-alcoholic, people.
Non-alcoholic.
My
it's
coffee?
Made with
it's
real
okay.
ginger.
You've just got to have, like, a good taste for coffee. I don't.
Jack, drink it.
I took a sip.
Drink it now, Jack.
Drink it
Look,
more.
There's a Dutch Bros right there.
Yes, if and you Black get... Rifle is way better.
But, like, don't. Okay. Am I just breaking your car on accident?
No.
Okay.
David, is that a lottery ticket?
Yes, my grandpa plays.
You play too. It's okay.
No,
you
do
don't
not.
Have to tell us.
I do not play lottery. My grandpa does play.
David plays the lottery.
David won big.
It's confirmed.
He's keeping it a secret.
No, I do not play the lottery. My grandpa
Everyone
does.
Knows now.
You can think what you like, but I prefer to keep my money.
Yeah.
Why keep it when you can just win even more?
Because you realize that whenever someone wins 3 million or whatever, that people collectively also lost 3 million.
Yeah, I know. But like,
no, people lost more than 3 million.
Yeah,
they got to make money.
Yeah.
True. So, yeah.
Well, you never know. You always have like a 1 in
like 4 billion.
Yeah. I was going to say 300 million.
One
it's
in 300 that low?
Chance.
Oh, yeah, it's really low. My grandpa's the luckiest
guy. Is
there
always a winner?
My
no?
grandpa has won the Indiana lottery once. He's won lots of little lotteries, like $100 or something. I think he won this one. It was worth $2.
Interesting.
But, yeah, he's the luckiest man alive. And he was like, the Indiana lottery used to have this game show thing where, like, you win a chance to go on the game show.
I'm
and
sweating
then you,
on your seat. I'm sorry.
Okay. And then you win money through the game show that determines how much you win.
Yeah.
He won that.
Cool.
Yeah, my coach is big with the big in the gambling.
Coach Mike?
No,
different
no.
one.
Coach Clayton. Coach Cagle.
Really?
If you listen to this, Coach Cagle. Yeah.
The gambler. Wait, no.
Kenny Rogers.
Pull it up.
On a warm summer's evening. On a train bound for nowhere.
Okay, we originally were going to keep this segment out, but come on. We can't let tradition die that soon. David.
I say we kill it.
Pull up the song. Karaoke session. Dean.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to sing.
Let's go.
Yeah.
We're putting the windows up.
I unfortunately don't know the words.
That's all right. You got lyrics, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
windows.
I will not make other people suffer through this.
It's going to be extra hot, but who cares? We're singing.
Let's see. Kenny Rogers, The Gambler, from The Gambler, I believe, is the album.
What the heck?
It's the title song.
Imagine if that was his, like, name also.
That's what the people... That was his, like...
The Gambler.
You know how Johnny Cash with The Man in Black?
All right. We might not maybe put the windows back down.
Yeah. This is crack them.
Wait, how do I...
People can hear this. It's okay.
They won't hear it. Because we're quiet.
Let's see.
No, we're loud.
Where are we?
All right, we don't need the song. We can just sing the lyrics. You ready?
Do you have them?
I should have brought my guitar. We could have really just made a song right here.
You do, actually. I always forget you
play. Wait, it's right there. There we go. It's right there. Okay, ready? Three.
Wait, no, that's just Kenny Rogers.
Oh, come on.
It's called The Gambler.
Yeah.
By Kenny Rogers.
Three,
two. For anyone listening.
Lyrics.
Warm summer's evening. On a train bound for nowhere, met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring at the windows at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces."
My voice cracked.
Knowing what their cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle.
Take your coffee.
And he drank down my last swallow.
I'm drinking after you.
And he bumped,
bummed a cigarette. And asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet. And his face lost all expression. Take a gun and play the game, boy.
Sing deep.
Play it. All right.
Like you got to know when to hold 'em.
Know when to fold 'em. Know when to walk away. And know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, leave time enough for counting. When the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. Cause every hand's a winner, and every hand's a loser. The best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. When he finished speaking, he turned back to the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler he broke even. But in his final words I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the deal is done, you got to know when to hold 'em.
When to hold 'em.
Know when to fold 'em.
When to fold 'em.
Know when to walk away. Know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be a time enough for counting.
Excuse me.
When the deal is done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Whoo! There you go, guys.
How'd that feel?
That was amazing.
That did not feel good.
Here's the short version of that song.
Our vocals were
here's the short
on
version.
Point.
Yeah. On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, a gambler died and I won all of his money.
What the?
That's the short version of that song.
Yeah.
I stole that line from a comedian.
Great gambling advice for any gamblers out there.
Yeah, go for the lottery.
No, do not play the lottery.
Kids, gamble.
Bad idea.
Win big.
Don't. Before I get, like, hate from you guys. Not hate, but like demonetized. Can you get demonetized on a podcast?
I don't know.
Yes, you can, but we won't get demonetized.
Yeah, because we're friendly. We give good advice.
Dean, we got some other questions for you.
Oh, question time. Okay.
Okay. And we're going to end. It's not in the notes, but I figured I was going to do that. So here's something I want to ask. Since you're going to go to some of the Division I level.
Yeah. Probably,
like, most likely. Most likely. Good chance of
unless
it.
Unless I fall off a cliff and die.
Yeah. Would you rather swim in Division I level and, like, you love the coach, you love the team, but they don't have the program you're interested in?
Like a major?
Would you major
for academics.
In Yeah, academics. Yeah. Yes. Would you major in something else and go there, or would you go to a school that does not have a swim team, but they have, the best in the program? Like, you want to go, say, if you're, like, I don't know, you want to go to engineering. They have the best engineering program in the country. Like, the professors are awesome. Your class size is the size you want. I don't know if you like big or small classes. But the size you want, it's like awesome. They don't have a swim team. Where do you go?
I would swim.
Okay.
I'm not just going to quit swimming altogether. But
that's,
I'm not going to go somewhere that doesn't have, the major that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
That's why I'm looking at the schools that I am.
Yeah.
They're all Division I, all have great swim teams. So all have great engineering programs.
So your choice is neither.
Kind well, of. No, I said well, he said he would go D1 and major in something else.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's
and
not
you could always, the degree would probably qualify you for a graduate program and a different university. So you in what you want to do. So as long as it qualifies you for that, then you've used your 4 years of eligibility, and unless you go pro, which there's a chance for you.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I just know I've heard like people like it's a hard road.
Yes.
A lot of laps. It's
unless
very hard.
Unless you're Michael Phelps.
I don't think it was easy for him either.
I'm saying the money,
Oh yeah, the money.
True.
Yeah,
true.
You don't get much, not in America.
Only like top two.
Yeah,
swimmers get money from it.
I don't want to discourage you from going that way, but I just want to let you know that I've heard it's
rough.
It's rough. Yeah. So
So
the other thing
I was accepted to ACU.
Like, Abilene Christian?
Yeah, Abilene
nice.
Christian. Like, I think 4 days ago, I just got the letter last night. So I'm still thinking about it. I still want to go to A&M.
It could always be a backup. I mean, if you get in,
they don't have a swim team.
They do not have a swim team.
So that's why I
visited
ACU. Considering
like
not going.
I visited ACU. Their campus was okay.
Yeah.
It was like
it's small, but I like it.
5 out of 10. It wasn't like amazing, but it wasn't terrible. Like it was.
Mm-hmm. It's mid.
It was okay.
It's
okay.
Mid.
It was mid,
literally
mid,
5 out of 10.
Yeah, middle of the road kind of thing. It's a good bet. If no one else accepted me, and I don't think I've applied to ACU yet.
I would go to ACU over Lone Star.
Oh yeah, over Lone Star.
Yeah.
I go practically because
so far that's the only school that's accepted me. So
I got accepted to Ouachita, which is where I'm looking at. And speaking of tonight, I'm leaving on a recruiting trip. And Dean, you've been on one before, haven't you?
I have not.
Oh, you've not.
This is my first one.
This is your first one. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Because I know D1, you can only have 5.
Yes, only 5.
D2, I think it's unlimited. I haven't seen any.
I think you're right. I'm not positive, but.
Because I remember I was looking through the NCAA and they said, warning for D1, you can only visit 5 schools on official visits.
Yes.
I mean, you always just drive through and talk to just call the coach. But
yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. I didn't know. I was kind of like, I don't know what's going on. So I'm going to ask Dean if he knows.
Yeah,
he's,
no. We'll
he's one of the big boys.
Set first for both of us.
Yeah. Dean, what is... you just got back from, what was it, like, future national Olympian awesome swimmer meet?
You mixed, like, 4 different meets into
summer
one
juniors.
Sentence.
Summer juniors.
Summer juniors. Okay. What was your best story from that? And then what's your best story just swimming related overall?
Best story from summer juniors. Oh, like a race or just while I was there in California?
Either one.
Yeah, so there was a day where I had a break. I had no events. And, most people would have said, go to the pool, warm up, and then just go rest at the hotel.
Not this guy.
We went buggy boarding.
Buggy boarding?
I'm like, I bet you hit the beach.
Drove to the beach. Now,
boogie boarding.
This was unusual weather. There was a big hurricane out in the Atlantic.
Uh-oh.
It's
just
Pacific.
Kidding.
It's Pacific.
My fault. I was still thinking of the Carolinas. It's Pacific. And so the waves, the waves were 8 to 10 feet. We got in.
Dang.
We hit a couple of the smaller waves, maybe the 3 to 4 footers. And then we were kicked out by the lifeguards. Apparently, you have to have fins whenever it's rough to be able to boogie board.
What the?
So.
Did you bring your equipment?
Why do you need?
We did not have our equipment, so we just sat there and cried. It was very sad. And then we went to this place called the Wedge. It's like a big rock jetty that goes out into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And the waves that form there are like twice as large. So this specific day, they were 12 to 14 foot.
Wow.
And we got there, there were probably 10 people body surfing these waves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because what it is the currents from the jetties, the currents like mix with the currents from the swell, and it just, the waves get, you know, 5 feet bigger.
Wow.
Dang.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, there were some body surfers wiped out. There were these old fat guys. Well, one of them was fat. One of them was like the most fit guy I've ever seen in my life. Quite literally probably 60s, 70s. They got out there. They made everyone else look bad. Yeah, I mean, they were doing
the fat
360s on the
guy.
Surfboards. Boogie boards. Wow. They're doing barrel rolls.
And they're in their 60s?
Maybe even 70s. This one guy was old. Next day, set on the 400. Went great.
For awesome. Free or for RAM?
For free.
How'd you do?
I got 6. I dropped.
I just got 6 in the nation. Yeah, I just... Nah,
dropped 5 seconds from an entry time, so I was...
dropped 5 seconds, got 6 in the nation. Just, you know, cool.
Wait,
cool.
No. I didn't drop 5 seconds. I dropped 10 seconds.
What the...
Just kidding.
Shut up now, dude. I was about to fume. Like.
I'm telling you, buggy boarding, if you're ever at a meet, go do something.
Mm-hmm.
On your off day. Don't just sit around and do nothing.
Good idea.
You more tired. Go to the beach.
Okay.
Even if you're not near the beach,
just
go.
So
just
Coach go. Shane, go. when we take the joint trip with Mac to Hawaii, just so you know, advice from one of your top swimmers is to go to the beach. And
yeah.
Just go to the beach. That's
just relax
his,
for
just,
a day.
That's his advice. So just so you know, Coach Shane, Mike, whoever's planning this thing, Kyle,
mm-hmm.
and Jacob, just so you know, that's advice from the top swimmer, all right?
Last year at Tags, or, like, I'm obviously too old.
But your sister is not.
Yeah. So she, along with, like, a bunch of my friends, they went to Tags, and on their off day, they went to Six Flags, where it was, like, 102 outside.
Okay, that does sound like a bad idea.
It is.
Yeah. That is.
All I did, I just stood in line. I got inside. I wasn't going to go on roller coasters because, you know, I'm a mega chicken.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
No wonder I love Chick-fil-A. I'm cannibal. But
what?
But anyways, I got in and then they're like, you know what? It's too hot. Let's go. But I got a t-shirt. Been there. Done that.
I have been to Six
got
Flags.
Got the t-shirt.
And I did ride.
Quite rides. Literally.
I did ride a lot of rides at Six Flags.
I have never been to Six Flags.
It is
You're not missing out.
Not worth
I've drive. Been to a place 10 times better.
Where at?
Virginia.
Disney World.
Where in Virginia?
Charlottesville. I don't remember. We were like within 45 minutes of Jamestown. I know that.
Okay.
It was cool.
The best amusement park I've ever been to is hands down Silver Dollar City.
Oh, Silver Dollar
That's,
City.
I just went there.
That is so good.
That is the best. That is hands down the best.
And it's not even like the amusement park. They've got the whole city.
Did you guys go see the cave?
What cave?
There's a cave underneath the park. It's the whole reason the park is there. We learned a lot of history.
Yeah,
we
heard about it. But we didn't.
Marvel Cave.
I don't think I've ever gone
there. The reason, so originally, the tale goes back to some Indian kid fell in the hole chasing after a bear and died.
Bruh.
That's how they found the cave, the story that the guide told us. And so when the settlers came, they said they were looking, they found the cave, and they went down the cave because, you know, that's what you did when you were a settler, and they found these rocks that they thought were marble. So they set the marble mining company, built a whole town around it, moved everyone in, they started to go down and mine it, and the smart thing to do would have been take a piece of it and go check if it's marble.
But it wasn't.
They were not smart, so they just set the company up and promised everyone all this stuff, get down there and figure out, oh, crap, it's not marble.
It's shiny just, rocks.
It's just rock, I think. Or I forget what it was, but it was nothing fancy. I think it was like quartz or something like that. I don't know.
Mm.
But when they shone their lights on it in the dark, their candlelight, it looked like marble. So, anyway, they, you know, I think they started mining something else. Oh, they started mining bat guano. So that's what it was, using gunpowder and like women's like makeup and stuff is what it was used in. So they mined out all the bat guano. The only problem with that is eventually you mine faster than the bats produce, and so you run out. And they ran out, and actually they didn't run out. The town burned down, and so they all ran away. You know, burning down, you run. Well, anyway, someone else discovered the cave, and said, "We'll give people tours of this cave." Well, the lines got so long for the tours that they wanted something to entertain people while they waited to go down the cave. So they poked around, they found the ruins of the old town.
Cool.
And they rebuilt the ruins and put like
Roller coasters.
A roller coaster or a merry-go-round or something. They built something to entertain people while they were waiting to go into the cave.
Glass blowing, roller coasters, more roller coasters.
Yeah.
And stages.
And so then that just kind of became silver dollars. And they also used to
And a water slide.
They used to only charge a silver dollar to get in. Now it's quite more than that.
Yes, it is quite a bit more.
I wish it was still a dollar. Whatever.
But anyway, so that now they have all the amusement park there, and most people don't even know about the cave anymore. But it's called Marvel Cave because people came in because it's so marvelous.
Mm. Yes, it is.
It's so marvelous.
Marvelous. Marvelous. And the best joke I heard while I was there was some kid asking, "Will we see Batman down there?" What? And he said, "Well, because he was like three, Jack."
No, it's DC.
Well, that's what his response was. As he said,
"No, I'll see it in DC.
Batman is DC. This is Marvel Cave. We can't. He won't be down there.
You want Batman? Go to the Capitol."
Yeah. So that was funny.
Yeah. If you ever go there, go to the bakery. Best chocolate covered Oreos you will ever have.
I like the cinnamon roll.
The bakery.
Bakery.
The they cinnamon bakery, roll was good. Yes. Yeah. Cool. They have everything.
You can
go in there
and you can watch them cook, and it's pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
With their big balls of dough.
I do recommend if you go there, do not go on the water rides. They are not worth it. You will be wet all day.
And yes. Goodness, the little gracious, kids just stand there with the water guns that they pay for, yes, and squirt you. And
I do,
those
do
kids
not.
Are so mean. No, I used to be so one mean. Of them.
Wait, didn't you guys have a class at noon?
It starts at 1.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I did the ride, and then I was like, you know what? It'll probably be pretty fun to do this to other people, so.
See, that was the last ride we did. We had planned it to do all the water rides last because we knew we'd be wet. Mm-hmm. It was not worth it, and I didn't think we'd be that wet.
Also, that miserable. Don't stand on the bridge that the roller coaster goes under because you will get soaked.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I figured that out.
So, my least favorite, like, Silver Dollar City
Wait,
is the best.
Wait, did we ever ask you your favorite events?
You did not.
How'd we miss that?
What is wrong with us?
While we're on the topic of roller coasters, so this place called Busch Gardens in Virginia,
mm-hmm,
which, so Silver Dollar City was cool, but this place was like twice as big.
Okay.
I mean, it's crazy.
But was it on top of a cave?
I don't believe so.
Okay, the cave was cool.
One of the rides, you go up 250 feet, and then you go over the edge, and you're going down, and it stops. And if you're on the front row, you're dangling.
No.
Arms and legs, quite literally dangling.
Wait.
No, I'm not.
That does not sound fun.
And it stops for 3 Mississippi, so everyone counts to 3, so probably like 5 seconds, and then it drops.
3 Mississippis is 3 seconds.
No, it's like slow. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi.
Do it again. I'll start you. Ready, set, go.
1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi. 4 3. Seconds.
No.
3 and
well,
a half.
It took me a time to hold my hand up.
Okay.
That's
apparently,
how I was told to
say. Yeah, 3 seconds.
Second,
yeah, but 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. That's a second. That's how my dad taught me to count seconds.
And when it drops, everyone's just screaming. So your first time we went there, we were parking, and you could hear the people counting to 3. And as soon as they hit 3, they would all scream.
Ah!
Yeah, we figured out what that was.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I like roller coasters. I don't like the super crazy ones, but I like the good ones. I like.
Oh,
the,
did you do Time Traveler at Silver Dollar City?
No, I did not do Time Traveler.
Oh.
No one, yeah, I did not.
The craziest one I did was Wildfire.
I did Powder Keg. I kind of liked Powder Keg.
Yeah, that Powder Keg is cool.
My favorite ones are the wooden ones, because that's like the original classic.
No, I don't like those.
They're like rickety. Or
yeah,
exactly. I don't like
those. I remember we went on the wooden one there in the woods.
Yeah,
it was
like Thunderation. I love that one, because it was just like wooden, and it wasn't crazy, but it was fast and sharp turns. I liked that one.
Yeah, Thunderation was fun.
Have you been to Silver Dollar City?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My least favorite memory at a amusement park was when I rode the Outlaw Run. I am permanently scarred because I remember vividly.
Is that the one that takes off?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. That's powder keg.
That's powder keg.
Like Outlaw Run, you go straight up, you go, down. It's really fast.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's one of the fastest and the longest, I think.
Yes.
But, yeah, it wasn't fun. I was, 10 at the time.
Don't listen to him. It is fun.
It was not fun.
You will not regret it.
You might like it. I don't like
Unless you hate heights and hate...
Fast speeds.
I don't like
high speeds. What was the top speed? I think it was
60 or was it 80?
No, I thought it was 90.
What?
That might have been powder keg.
Maybe.
Yeah, powder keg. No, powder keg goes from 0 to 60 in half a second.
Yeah, it does.
That was fun. The start was kind of strange because it's weird how they built it because you go out and then this thing moves the track.
Yes.
And I don't understand why it does that. Why don't you just stay there and blast off from... I don't understand why they did that.
Oh, that's hot.
I guess to be strange.
I did get stuck on a roller coaster one time.
You did?
Bush Gardens, okay. Not Silver Dollar City.
We need to hear a story.
Yeah, so it was one where...
Were you stuck upside down?
I was not, but this one did go upside down. So there could have been people stuck upside down. I don't know. Luckily, we had just finished, so we were on the downhill.
Yeah.
About to finish, and that's when it shut off.
Oh, you got so lucky.
Yeah. We were almost, if it had happened 10 seconds earlier, we would have been upside down. Yeah.
The only thing about being upside down is they get on to fix it a whole lot faster. Yes. I mean, if you're just sitting there, they're like, okay, no one's upside down.
And this coaster was different because the track was above you.
Oh, the hanging coaster.
Yes. You were hanging from the track.
So
when you went upside down, it was
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that would have been terrible.
I know.
That's the worst way to go.
Okay, so what was your best swimming-related story?
It hit someone in the head.
Best swimming-related story.
That wasn't at Junior Nationals.
That was not at Junior Nationals?
Yeah. Local meet.
So, it can be, when you were, age group up to now.
That is... Wow, I never really thought about that one.
Or best meet. Not necessarily the best times you ever had, just your favorite experience.
Oh, Futures. 2019 Futures.
Okay.
That was amazing.
What happened? What made it so good?
Wait, no, it was not 2019 Futures. It was 2021 Futures.
What made it so good?
What made it so good? Year. Well, so I just come off my...
Wait, long course or short course?
Long course. 2021 long course. I just come off my big injury. You know, I was out for...
Yeah.
Broken arm. A year.
Wait, no. I tore the tendon off the bone and had to have surgery. Yeah. And then broke
my foot. Look at that scar. That's way less than mine.
That's cool.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
I bet people asked me if it was a suicide attempt before.
Really? Because it's on...
Some lady at church says, I wonder what that was. I'm like, no, I just had surgery. I mean,
Okay. Yeah, so out for almost a year. You know, got back in, trained for about 2 months. Went to the 2021 Long Course Futures. It was in North Dakota. Funny story. We were not staying. Our hotel was not in North Dakota.
It was in South Dakota.
Yes, it was. Every day we drove to North Dakota for the swim.
Did you smuggle dirt?
Did not
That's
smuggle
Carolinas,
dirt.
That's Carolinas, Jack.
I know, but come on.
It is a federal crime to leave the Carolinas with raw peanuts still on the shelf.
Yeah, so...
Federal crime.
I don't know. We had just come off COVID, and, I guess kind of being locked down for a year and a half.
Nice.
Just the experience of getting out.
Okay.
We were with the team. It was fun.
It's good. Now, have you swum with Mac your whole life?
I've not. I used to live in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I think Raven mentioned that.
Yes. I've swum with Mac for the past 9 years.
Dropped my sandwich.
I lived in Georgia for 7 years.
And were you born?
Yes, I was born in Georgia.
Okay. Where the peaches grow.
The peaches do grow.
I'm sorry you were not born in a Texan. Born Texas. We will accept you.
That is why I may wear an Alabama shirt.
If you renounce if you renounce California, we will accept you as a Texan.
Oh, I can't do that.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
You're now a second-class Texan.
Wait, ooh. Nowadays, though, a lot of Texans are from California.
Yeah, you because that? They realize.
Look at all the cars driving around.
I work for someone who moved from California.
You wonder why it's because they renounced California.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah.
They came to the land of freedom and hope in Texas.
It was too expensive.
They're like, you know what, California?
Yeah. Now Texas is going to turn to California with the prices. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
They're like, wow, we could buy a house for $400,000. What?
All I'm saying is I was disappointed when I found out Matthew McConaughey was not going to run for governor.
Seriously?
I love that guy.
I think he's a great actor.
Yeah, you wrote
I don't
your essay
know
on one of his ads.
Politician he would be.
No, he's not really a politician, but yeah.
Or, I don't know how great governor he'd be. He's a great actor. I like his. I saw the Lincoln Lawyer. That was really good.
I think he'd be great. You probably think he'd be horrible because he graduated from UT.
Oh no, we can't have that.
We can't have that. Of course, our current governor is a UT grad.
That's true.
But I mean, like, justified.
Jack is wearing all orange.
I am, but I'm an A&M fan.
Chris,
it's,
I'm wearing
it's
A&M
Whataburger
shirt right
orange.
Now.
There's a difference. There's no like difference. Orange and then burnt orange.
There is burnt orange. It is. There is a difference. There is a difference.
Yeah, I am wearing
unless
like
you colorblind.
The obnoxious.
It all looks the
same. Yeah.
My orange is obnoxious. That's why.
Orange is never obnoxious, Jack. Yeah.
Only if it's,
no.
Kind of. It can be. Like if
only
you,
if it's UT orange.
If you
burnt
wear
orange, it's obnoxious.
If you're wearing orange and white Whataburger slides with black socks, then it can be obnoxious.
Socks and Crocs. Socks and slides are awesome.
Yeah, they are awesome. But like Whataburger slides.
They're also awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see, Dean, what else? You never answered your favorite stroker event.
I was never asked my favorite.
We did ask you,
what?
And then Jack got us off topic.
I'm sorry.
Wow. I'm going to probably have to go with the 500-yard freestyle.
Okay.
That's a fun one.
I kind of expected that.
I will
from
admit,
you. It's
it
my
is.
Favorite, too. Any
very close second would be 200 butterfly.
That's like
okay, that's just strange.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any tips?
Any tips in the 500 to 200?
Any tips in the 500?
Especially the 500.
Yeah.
Definitely...
Or 200.
Don't ever take it out too fast.
What would you be defined as too fast?
That's against the David way.
That's not my way. I swim it all out as long and hard as I can. And when I die, I just keep going.
There's swimmers and then there's just David.
There's people who strategize and think about, like my old coach was like, okay, now you want to, you know, build it and then stay where you are and then get faster. I'm just like, if I start slow, I do not speed up.
David, I know
you
will.
I can slow down really well.
I know you will not take this the wrong way, but like most of you non-swimmers, you'll think I'm being offensive. This is an actual term. There's this thing called a dumb swimmer. David, I think you're a dumb swimmer.
Thank you.
You're a very dumb swimmer.
Because I'm different and I beat you.
Okay.
I beat you by a lot in that 500.
Two seconds. I'm coming for you.
You swam the 500 that night and you did not go sub 5.
Oh, yeah, true.
That night.
But, like, my best.
Your best.
Yeah.
So I think a big thing, you know, definitely don't sprint the first 100, but
I have a question. What if the pace you're trying to go is your sprint?
Then don't sprint.
Well.
Get faster?
Simple.
Then if you can maintain that.
I cannot maintain
impressive.
That.
That is very impressive.
I can maintain, like, 80%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying smooth, strong, first 100. You know, you're looking at maybe 93% effort.
Okay.
Second and third 100s, you know. Second 100, you're kind of just staying in the race. Third 100, you got to start to move a little bit. Fourth 100, that's where it hurts.
Okay.
That is where I'm the slowest.
The 350 to 400, like 300 to 400.
Yes.
That's always the hardest.
You have to, really for me, it's like 275 to 375. That's when you got to start kicking.
Yeah.
And that's when you don't want to start kicking.
Yeah, that's when it's like, oh, I'm dying. But once you make it over that hump, you feel like you can fly.
Yeah, once you have 100 left.
Not literally. And not like.
No, you literally feel like you can just go.
You feel like you can just go forever and just go all out. Once you get over that hump, I call it like the 350 hump or the 300 hump.
And it's a great feeling when you finally reach it.
Well, yeah, once you can feel yourself get over it, you're like, okay, game on now. Let's just blow it out of the water.
And a big thing is building the legs. That's a huge thing. That's really, I think, what has helped me drop the amount of time I have in the past years.
What is the best advice to get good at underwaters? Because you're famous for your underwaters.
Oh,
dude, the same truck is back.
To get good at underwaters.
Oh, yeah, works for hands.
Definitely you have to practice them every day. A lot in practice. If you don't, you know, there's some things you can get away with not practicing that you can do at a meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you breathe into your wall during practice.
Just don't do it
for everything. You could do it for the 100 at a meet.
Bro, is that my mom? That looks like our car.
Probably is not.
It's no, like, there's no way.
Yeah, there's no. It's probably not.
But anyway,
it does
look
just like your
work on them every day in practice. Don't try to start off doing something crazy like 5 off every wall. you know, I personally started with one or two.
Okay.
You know, originally I would do one off basically every wall. Yeah, I kind of built up to two off every wall, and it hurts, you know. Some days I have to go slower above water.
No, that is not. I was talking about that guy in that car over there. Mm-hmm. You get slower underwater?
Yeah, no. Some days, you know, to maintain the kick count, I got to go slower above water because I, you know, the oxygen deprivation. That's why you got to start off slow. You know, you're doing two underwaters off each wall for a month. I mean, that seems like a long time, but, you know.
It's worth it.
Yes, it is worth it. So, yeah, now I'm up to, I try to do 3 to 5. Usually, you know, if we're doing like a 300, like sets where we're doing stuff, anything above a 300, I'm looking at 3 off each wall. So, yeah, it's difficult. It's taken probably a year of just solid working on underwaters.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about, do you breathe every stroke? I can't remember.
I do.
Okay.
Wait, for freestyle or butterfly?
Freestyle.
Yeah, every cycle. So every two strokes.
Okay. Well, yeah. So every stroke.
Yeah. Yes,
I mean,
yeah.
You're not going to go from side to side. That would be terrible. Yeah. And just be heads up freestyle. So you breathe every stroke. What do you feel is the advantage of that? Because I don't breathe every stroke, and I'm thinking about switching to breathing.
Well, you get more oxygen, so...
You do get more oxygen, for those of you who, does it sacrifice speed? How much speed does it sacrifice versus oxygen?
I personally don't... I think that oxygen outweighs the speed decrease. Okay. I go faster and I breathe more. Okay. Not for a 50... There are some people who can breathe every stroke for a 50, and they're faster, I don't know how, but... Yeah.
They're just strange.
For me, it's like just two breaths. I need two breaths.
So I think really some people, they'll try to hold their breath at the beginning of the race, and then it kind of...
That's why you're for fly.
Do not do that. You want to start off with breathing more because... So scientifically, it takes 15 to 20 seconds for oxygen to actually enter your lungs after you breathe. So if you take a breath... It's not actually going to have an immediate effect for 15 to 20 seconds.
So, yeah, breathe.
So, basically, what I'm saying, don't breathe on that last 25. No, just kidding. It definitely feels better for the 1 second that you do breathe. It feels better, but it's not going to help you.
It's not needed.
So, yeah, definitely don't breathe too much at the beginning of races, but I think every stroke's... I don't see what's wrong with that. You know, unless you're doing a 100.
Then don't breathe every stroke. No, or even a 200, I don't think you should probably... Do you breathe every stroke for 200?
I breathe every stroke for 200, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't... You could breathe every 3, but yeah, I think every stroke, that's what most of the fastest do. And
I did notice, I was like, for a reason. I was like watching like Decky and who's the other guy that's really fast at distance?
Kieran? No, oh, Bobby Fink.
Bobby Fink.
Yeah.
I was watching them, and I was watching some like swimming videos on YouTube, and they were like, breathe every stroke. I'm just like, yeah, but... I mean, I get it, but it feels like my head's way out of the water all the time.
A big thing about the breathing every stroke is the ones that do it, like the Olympians, you know, the really fast people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Notice their breath is really quick.
Yeah.
Before their arm has even entered the water, their head's back in.
Okay, so
it's a very quick breath, small breath. You don't want to have, I mean, really, you want to barely get your mouth out of the water.
Okay.
Because there's a little air pocket once you're going fast that's created. And it looks like you're not even breathing if you do it right. Yeah. And it's tough. I've choked on a lot of water working on that. But
what is your
one
worst,
of my friends Eric,
worst event? Oh, go ahead, Jay.
One of my friends, Eric.
He's my friend too. But, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, you know him, and your friends, you might know him, right? Eric Rangel.
I know Diego, but
yeah, I've heard he's of Eric. His younger brother.
Yeah.
When he breathes. When he takes a breath, his mouth barely comes like out of the water.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. And his head probably barely turns, right?
I think so.
Or does he, like, pick up his head or something?
No, he, like, turns it.
And it's fast. It's really weird. Even now, I've been working on that a lot, and it feels really weird. Yes. It messes up your coordination and everything. But, yeah, definitely work on that. It's a lot more efficient.
Okay. Yeah. What is your worst event and your least favorite? Because I know a lot of people, it's like, my least favorite is like 200 fly, my worst is my 200 breaststroke or something like that.
Worst event is probably the 200 breaststroke.
Okay. What?
Well, not probably, definitely.
I would say the mile, to be honest.
For you?
Yeah, the mile. At 3 worst, mile 1,000, 4 a.m.
My worst is also the 200 breaststroke.
Yes, I can survive on the 100, I can do some pullouts, but on the 200, it's...
it
not,
is rough,
not great. It's getting better, but... Yeah, my least favorite event to swim Man, that's a tough one. I really like swimming all events.
I do too, kind of. I mean, there's certain events where it's like, oh.
I almost want to say either 100 back or 200 IM.
Okay.
Like, I love, okay, probably not 100 back anymore. 200 IM.
That's
probably fun. 200 IM. Oh, man, it hurts. But I love the 400 IM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like both of the IMs.
So I really don't hate it. Like, I'll swim them. I don't mind swimming them, but.
You're going to swim something that's not the first thing you pick.
Not the first thing I pick.
Or the second thing you pick. Or the third thing you pick.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe like the fifth.
Yeah.
200.
But I love it. But really, I don't have a fear of any of the races doing them. I want to go do them all. The worst part is when you have like a 400 IM and the next is like the 2 free. It's just like,
oh, yeah.
This is not going to, one of these events is not going to go well. I think I know which one it is.
Good news. Okay. The 200 IM for the past few years always came in like Sunday.
Yeah.
Very last event. And it's my favorite event. So I swim at every meet. And I'm the most tired.
But yeah, you're
at the very
super
end,
tired.
And that's when I have to swim.
It's like this
so that's why I haven't dropped
coming
them
up. I've been trying to go for sections of the 500 free and the 200 free and then the backstrokes. But the way it's set up, they have the 2 free, 2 back right next to each other. So I can only do one of them. But then the event before the 2 free, I also want to do. So I think it's like the 4 IM or something like that. I don't remember. It's a not easy one. None of them are easy, but 50 free is a little bit easier to recover from than the 4 IM.
Yeah.
So, like, I think maybe it's like 2, 4 IM, then 2 free, 2 back. So, I'm just like, oh, man, do I give up the 4 IM and the 2 back to do the 2 free? And I'm thinking, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. We'll see
I think, I mean, in all honesty, at every sectionals, 200 fly, 500 free are back-to-back on the same day. I do them back to back on the same day, prelim final.
Oh, wow.
That's rough.
A lot of people, you know, when they have doubles like that, they get scared and
they scratch.
They don't necessarily scratch, but they put themselves in the mentality that, oh, well, the second event is going to be terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they just
go
slower.
But, I mean, compare it with your practice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing compared to practice.
Yes.
You know, practice, you're swimming fast for 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, but, however, the fast that you're swimming is like, it's not your absolute
fastest
pace.
You're in pain for, you know, 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Whereas if you do this, I mean, you're going to be in pain for what?
Well,
maybe 5 minutes for 500.
5 minutes,
You're looking at 7 minutes. Oh, yeah. And if you do finals, 14 minutes. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just think about it that way.
All right.
How many 500s do you do during practice every day? A lot.
Yeah. Well,
maybe not. Maybe not in exactly a 500.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about like 3,000 yards, meters now, would you say?
Yeah, about 3,000, because there are pools and meters. Yeah, about 3,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a lot of 500s.
How many it's only yards, six. Yards are your practice? Because you're in yard pool.
Yards a day. So right now we're doing like 6,000 to 7,000, but we'll be at about 8,000.
Is that morning practice and evening practice combined?
No, one practice.
Just one practice?
So two practices, we're looking at probably 14,000.
Dang, Mike has changed his sets.
Yeah, some people, you know, they say doing 14,000 yards a day is garbage yardage. And I mean, you know, maybe some of it is, but it definitely helps long term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're focused on short term, it's not going to help. You know, I mean, you're not going to get better in a few months. But with this training, you know, if you have 2 years,
it's also what you put into it. You could put into it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you go a 2 hour practice and give it all out, you're going to do better than someone who does not so well at a 3 hour practice.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna destroy them because you tried.
Obviously you have to put in the effort. You know, if you're just swimming 14,000 yards a day with just swimming back and forth.
Yeah, that doesn't
help.
So
gotta love what you're doing.
Yeah. Right. Speaking of loving what we're doing, do we love making these podcasts?
I do love making these podcasts.
We do love making these podcasts.
Yeah. Sadly, it's time to go, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I need to get home. I need to pack for that recruiting trip. And Dean, I'm assuming you already packed because you're more responsible.
2 hours, and no, I have not packed.
My class starts in 30 minutes.
Are you flying? You're flying, right?
I'm flying. Okay. I will be at the airport in 4 hours.
You're the luck with the TSA.
Dang.
I'll be in North Carolina in 10 hours.
Sweet.
All right. I expect pictures of you at least like the NC State sign in the group chat.
All right. And on the football field.
And on the football field. Go. All right.
All right. Dab me up.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
David.
See ya.
Handshake. You forgot the tradition. I can't believe it.
Well, where
I can't believe it.
What
hold up.
Doing?
What the heck? No. No.
We will play the ads.
I hate Burger King.
We will play the ads.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Dean, heads or tails? Heads. It's tails. California wins.
He's going to California.
Yeah, Dean. All right. You're going to end up in California tonight, okay?
I'm going to California.
Yeah, definitely. Not Carolina.
All right, boys. I will see you Sunday. I will see you Monday, maybe. Yeah. Definitely Tuesday.
Yeah, definitely Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right. It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure. We're talking with D. Dean Jones.
We will see you later.